Hello, this is Kyle with Plaza Home Dog Walking and Pet Sitting. How can I help you?
Hi, Kyle. This is. I had emailed the first of last week and I didn't see your reply until today, so I apologize, but I still needed some pet and greenhouse sitting for next weekend.
Oh, sure.
This coming weekend, I guess. Sorry about that. And
Oh.
I'm sorry I didn't see your email or I would have called last week.
Oh, that's okay. No worries. No worries. Yeah, definitely understand. Can I get your name one more time?
Yes.
All right. Let's
Yeah,
see.
like, but no relation.
All right. Let's see. Oh, okay. Cool. I'm just looking back through here. Looks like we're looking for June 7th through the 10th.
Correct.
All right. Okay, and then you've got a dog. Do you have any other pets?
No.
Okay, what's your dog's name?
Rusty.
All right, and what kind of dog is he?
She's a hound terrier.
All right.
She's like a plod hound. I think Jack Russell Terrier cross, so I call her a hound terrier. But she's a rescue from the Humane Society.
Okay, great. Sounds
And weighs about 15 pounds.
okay.
Is that what you weigh, Rusty? Huh?
And she's saying,
She's
yeah, that's
getting
about
fat.
right.
No, she just rolled over to get her belly scratched.
That's sweet. That's sweet. And then it sounds like we're doing some greenhouse watering as well.
Yeah, I have a geodesic growing dome,
Oh, cool.
and yeah, so just I have watering cans just inside the door, and you just walk out in the on the back deck and down the steps, and you can walk into the dome. And I think all I should have is like tomatoes and green beans and chard.
Okay.
And
Let's see. Could I get your address just to make sure you're in our service area?
It's I'm just east of Rocky High School.
Oh, okay. Is there a unit number there?
No, it's a house.
Okay.
It's on the corner of.
Oh, okay. I think I know where you are there.
Yeah, if you go by it, you can't miss the dome, so.
Okay. Awesome. What's your zip code over there? Okay. Sounds good. And then, do you know what length of visits you might be looking for?
Mostly I think just to let her in and out, and because she can kennel at night. But I don't know. That's I was thinking maybe I would leave though, or have you guys put her in the washroom and just put pads down. But she can stay outside all day unless the weather's bad, and even then she has things she can get under, so.
Oh, okay. Sure. Okay. I can give you
What,
some.
I don't know, is there a traditional, is there like a 30-minute visit is kind of the norm, or?
Let's see. I'll give you our prices here, and then we can kind of sort out what times make sense, and we can customize
Sure.
the schedule for you. So our 15-minute visits, those are really pretty short. Sometimes we do those for a bedtime visit, just like a last potty break or something like that, if you're looking for that.
Sure.
And that's $19.50. And then for
Okay.
our 30-minute visits, that's enough time for like a meal and then a nice little walk, that type of thing.
Sure.
It would leave not a lot of time for watering. Many plants. I mean, we'd be able to sneak in a like one or two probably, with a
Yeah,
meal.
it the really yeah, and the dome takes it literally takes 5 minutes to water, and then I usually fill the cans back up after, so it's like a 10-minute job at the most.
Okay. Sounds good. And then our 45 our 45-minute visit, is $29.50, and then that's kind of
Okay.
enough time for a nice walk. That would give enough time for some garden watering and that type of thing.
Sure. Okay.
And then we've got a 60-minute visit as well, and then that kind of leaves that extra 15 minutes for just some like extra snuggles and things like that, little extra play time at the end. And that's
Yeah, and like, could you, is there a way that you can put her in her kennel later at night so she's not in there for like 12 hours or something?
yeah, absolutely. yeah, if you want to do a bedtime visit, that's a good time there, to kind of
Yeah,
finish
because I'm
off
thinking
the
that,
session.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's a good time to schedule to kind of finish off the day.
Yeah, 'cause I think maybe like a 45 visit in the morning to, let her out and water and maybe give her a walk,
Sure.
would be great. And then a 30-minute visit in the evening and a 15-minute visit later at night. Like, can you do like 10 at night, or is that too late?
That would be a little bit later. What we've been doing
Okay.
is lately is we've been doing a 15-minute bedtime, kind of around like 8, 9 o'clock, like
Okay.
that.
Yeah, I think that'd be fine. And like I say, I think if we leave her in the utility room with pads, if she has to use the pad, then you could just throw it away. And if not, she'll go outside. She generally prefers to go outside, but if it's a long night like that, we'd have to leave her something to that would kind of.
Right. Let's see. So, if you like, we can also set up a midday visit, kind of like maybe an early afternoon is kind of a good time. And that's between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. to split that day up a little bit.
No, I think maybe just because I usually feed her like about 5 or 6 in the evening. So maybe more like 3 or 4. And then
Okay.
I don't know. 'Cause I think the longer visit in the morning it'd be great, and then something, it doesn't have to be midday because she can just be outside all day.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. You mentioned the evening visit there. That's a really good way to set it up, is in the morning and then an evening visit and then another quick little bedtime. What length
Right,
visit were you
right.
thinking there for the evening?
I think 15 minutes would be enough, just, because she stays out in the yard and she gets exercise out there. And if she gets a walk in the morning,
Okay.
well, or should I, you know what? Let's do it this way, Kyle. If we did a 15-minute visit in the morning, well, shoot, how could I?
Yeah, that would be pretty quick.
Yeah, like okay, so like a 30-minute visit in the morning to let her out and feed her, and not necessarily walk her, but maybe a quick one, if there's time. And then have the midday visit be longer and just water during the midday visit.
Sure. Yeah, I would definitely recommend setting up one 30-minute visit and then at least one 45-minute visit to kind of get all that stuff
Sure.
done. And then, the
Yeah.
bedtime visit can be kind of a quick one.
Right. And then that could be, more midday because it'd be hot, so the watering would help the plants. Does that make
Oh,
sense?
sure. And then,
Like,
oh, go on.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I kind of forgot what I was going to
Oh,
say, to be
okay,
honest with you.
no worries. Were you thinking a 30-minute in the morning then, and then a 45 sometime in the afternoon? I can give you our regular time blocks here if you like.
Because I'm wondering, I'm thinking if she's going to be outside all day, she doesn't necessarily need to be walked in the morning.
Okay.
But, having somebody come and water and walk her in the afternoon, I guess that could even, happen like, mid-afternoon too. Then,
Sure, we have an early afternoon between 1 and 3, and then we have a late afternoon between 2 and 5. Now, late
okay.
afternoon is kind of a little bit long there. We can usually shift it more towards the beginning or more towards the end of that time block and just put a note on your visit
Sure.
for that one.
Yeah, 'cause I think like around by, well, it's trying to rain now, but I think around maybe like 2, it's not going to be raining yet or trying to rain yet.
Yeah.
So they could just get a quick walk in with her and get her a little bit of sniffing around the neighborhood, and then just a and then let her back out in the yard, and then a quick visit for 15 minutes to put her to bed at night.
Okay, sounds good. All right. I'm just taking a few notes here.
Sure.
All right, so in the morning, our morning time block is between 7 a.m. and 9:30 a.m. And I've got a 30-minute visit for that one. And then,
So I'd say 7:30, because she'll have been inside all night. Is
okay,
that possible?
right. We can't guarantee exact times.
Oh, sure. Just as soon as, I would say as early as possible. I mean, I understand.
All right.
And I'll leave a big box of the pads in the utility room, and we have a baby gate that. I shut her in there when she was a puppy and then got the kennel, but she's so good about kenneling, I don't want to take a chance of messing up her kenneling.
Okay. Let's see. And then we're looking at a 45-minute visit, maybe in that early afternoon time block between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m.
Correct.
Okay. And then we're looking at a 15-minute visit for the bedtime. We're looking, this is actually a time block that I want to update a little bit. So we could guarantee that's between 7:30 and 9 o'clock. We've been running a little bit later with a lot of those.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, because I mean, that's just the less duration they have to sit in their kennel or in the utility room till the next morning is the better,
Absolutely, absolutely. And we've
I
been
mean, I
running
really wish I had a
pretty late.
doggy door, but I just don't have a I don't have a place to put one right now.
Sure. Okay. Sounds good. All right. And then on the first day, will you need all three visits, or are you looking at maybe the two later ones?
Just the two later ones, because let's see. I think the shuttle picks us up at 2 in the morning.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, I could just put her out in the yard with her food, and then when you guys come in the afternoon, she'd be fine. So I'll do that. I'll just do the midday and the evening visit for Friday.
Okay, sounds good. And then
And.
on the last day, are you looking at just the two earlier ones?
Yeah, I think 'cause I think we're supposed to get back in like 12:31 that day. So maybe just the morning visit that day.
Oh, okay.
And they could leave her outside and we'll be back, by early afternoon, so.
Okay. All right. And then any aggression issues or anything like that?
No, she if she does manage to get away, she runs around the neighborhood, but she usually will come like to food. But she was a stray, so she gets real wary. And the best thing you can do is just, kind of sit down and until she'll come to you and sit, kind of calm down. But
Sure.
But she has the address and telephone number on her tag. So if somebody called me, I could give you guys a call and let you know where she was.
Okay. And then any medical concerns or anything like that?
No, she's not on any medication and she's had her shots and should be good on that. She's
Okay.
only about a year and a half.
Okay. Sounds good. And what kind of harness do you use or collar?
I have a just a light harness and a leash.
Okay.
Like just a body harness.
Okay. And will anyone else be in your home while we're doing the visits?
No.
Okay.
The only thing is, I think that Monday, on Monday morning, I might have you guys undo the inside latch on the gate by the dome because the sprinkler people are coming to put in a drip system in there for me.
Oh,
And
okay.
it's just hard to get in from the outside if that inside latch is latched.
Oh, okay. Sure. Yes, absolutely. Thanks for letting us know. We always like to know when we'll run into people
Yeah.
to visit, because otherwise we're kind
Yeah,
of
so
wondering
Monday
if they're
morning
coming.
you might, I think they're supposed to come at 10, but like I say, I didn't want him to, think he was locked out. And you'll see there's like a latch on the outside of the gate that, anybody that wants to come in can use. And then there's a kind of a deadbolt on the inside, and I just need the deadbolt on the inside of the gate to be unfastened but leave the gate shut.
Oh, okay. Will Rusty be out in the backyard while they're coming in?
No, let's see. That's Monday morning. So if you guys could just leave her in the house Monday morning, that would be great.
Okay.
Yeah, please leave her in the house Monday morning because she'll bolt and then I'll have to go pay the Humane Society.
Right. Just taking a few notes here.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate your thoroughness.
Oh yeah, we try to mitigate risk at every turn.
Sure.
Let's see.
Yeah, no, I actually got hurt really bad dog walking several years ago, and just I was walking two big Belgians, and one went behind me after a rabbit, and when I turned, the other one ran and cut my legs out from under me, and I fell straight back on the concrete on my head, and
Oh, shoot.
like got a really bad concussion, and I lost my sense of smell. I hit my head so hard.
No kidding. Oh,
Yeah.
wow. Yeah. Yeah, it can. Yeah, there's certainly a lot of variables out there. I hope you're feeling better.
Yeah, it just sucks not having a sense of smell, but sometimes it's a blessing, you know.
Sure. Yeah, definitely. All right, let's see here. And when works well to do a meet and greet?
Let's see, anytime this week, I think.
Oh,
That's good for you guys.
okay. Let's see here. It looks like we're gonna have to sneak this in on Thursday the 6th. Would that work for you?
Okay. Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. Would 3 o'clock work okay for you?
3 p.m. Thursday, yeah.
Okay.
Yep, and I'll have a spare key. I'll have a key for you and everything.
Okay, great. Right. Okay, and what I'll do is I'll send you an invitation to our online system, and through there you'll see your schedule come through.
Okay.
You can also fill out a pet profile. And I always say that there's a lot of questions on there, and you only need to fill out what makes sense for you. Not all the questions are going to apply to everybody in every case. There's a home profile on there too, and same story there. You only need to fill out what makes sense for you. Let's
Okay.
see. Later on, you can request visits through the online system. You can message us through there too. It's pretty slick. All the billing is done through the online
Awesome.
system.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, because I have another trip coming up at the end of the month for about 6 days. So,
Okay.
yeah, so I would definitely use you guys for then
Okay.
too.
Great. That sounds good. And I'll just need a good email address for you, and I'll send an invitation over there.
Sure, it's
All right. And what's a good cell phone number for you? We'll send picture message updates at every visit. If you can.
sure, it's
Okay, and then just to recap, we're looking at a 30-minute morning visit, and then a 45-minute early afternoon visit, and a 15-minute bedtime visit. On the first day, we're looking at just the afternoon and the bedtime visit, and then on the last day, the 10th there, we're looking at just the morning visit, and we've got meet and greet set up for 3 p.m. Thursday, June 6th.
Great. That sounds excellent. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I'll send that invitation over. It might be a little bit later before I get that invitation sent.
Sure.
Might be
Okay.
a little later this evening. That should come through.
Oh, I understand. Yeah, no problem. I'll look for it tonight, or if I don't see it, I'll look in the morning.
Let's see. I've got, and then your last name is. Okay, all right. Well, thanks for the call. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Kyle. I'll see you guys on Thursday.
All right. Talk to you next time,
All right.
though.
Thank you. You
Thank
bet.
you.
Bye.